Hi, welcome back to the mobile version of the Lifelike Orange podcast. I'm Ick Broccoli, and I want to talk about something that I have feelings about. You ever driving down the street and you see that car that has the Minnie Mouse stuffed animal in the back window and all the Disneyland stickers on the back of the car and the Mickey Mouse license plate frame and the I think I'm Tinkerbell sticker and all these just all these advertisements for this company who needs no additional advertising. And you just see these people identify so strongly with some cartoon character that it's like they take their identity from that. It's like, oh, everybody knows me as the person who loves this monster of capitalism. I personally just am a little disgusted by it. Like, why don't you get a personality of your own? Why don't you find a way to define yourself rather than having some cartoon character from one of the richest companies on earth define you? And it's not just that company or those characters, though they are the worst, because merchandising wise they are widely the most common, the most popular. They make sure that everybody has a favorite, everybody has a character, and they push for that. They utilize that, you know, they take advantage of you and make you want to connect with their characters. And I mean, business-wise, it's good for them. It's great for them. It's a good business model. They've obviously done very well. And not everything that they have put out is evil and terrible. But they're one of those companies where, let's just never mind its anti-Semitic beginnings and all that. It's changed hands a lot of times since its founder passed away. But it's one of those companies where it's huge, and so whoever is trying to get into that top spot, whoever's trying to run the company, is somebody who wants to be in a position where they can manipulate this multi-billion dollar industry, this corporation with all these assets and all these copyrights, and you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna hire somebody who's really experienced at running companies, somebody who's really good, quote unquote, at running a company, which means what? Means that they're good at making money, because that's what companies care about. That's what big corporations care about. They wouldn't be that big if what they cared about wasn't just making money, if it wasn't pure profit. And they'll say things like, oh, we care about entertaining the children and giving kids a good foundation of blah, blah, blah. You care about making money. And if you can get people to think you're a good guy while doing it, great. Again, good business model. But then you get these people who are willingly put into place by the company, and they say, yeah, let's have this guy who ran these corporations be our new president, our new head, our new CEO. And And you get these people who are unscrupulous, who just care about making money above all else. And that is desirable. That's a goal for the hiring process. Let's find somebody who cares about making money above all else. They look for that. They find it. You got enough money in the business, you're going to be able to get whoever you want to run it. And you can get the worst, most just rotten, soulless person to come and run your company and make even more money, as if you didn't have enough already. You bought the fucking Beatles, but that's not enough money. We need to make more money. You know, it's disgusting. And then you got all these people, all these puppets, and I know that Disney's main thing isn't historically puppets, but guess what? It is now, and you are the puppet. You, with all your fucking Tinkerbell and Minnie Mouse stickers, I identify with this character. This defines who I am. You are the puppet. And they're just using you. You're a billboard for them. You're a spokesperson for them. They'll deny any association. If you're a nutbag who does terrible things and gets caught, they're gonna be like, oh, we had nothing to do with them. We don't know who they are. But until then, they're all about, put all our stuff in your car, advertise for us endlessly. It's a shame. We're sorry to hear that this person did that, and the fact that they were a big fan of our art, it has nothing to do with the terrible things they've done. But getting them in the news because, oh, look who murdered 15 children by sawing their heads off with dental floss. And they had all this Disney crap on their car. Well, there is no bad press, they say. People say, oh, Disney. Oh, yeah, Disney. Oh, yeah, I wanted to see that new movie. And they can distance themselves from these people who might do terrible things. But nobody considers that their love of this company, of this product, may have contributed to their psychoses, to their damage that led them to these horrific acts. Now, I don't have any specific examples in mind of somebody who went crazy and went on a killing rampage or anything, and who was known to be a big Disney fan. And I will bet you, I will put what little money I have betting that if they did have, if their room was all filled with Disney crap, the Disney Corporation would pay healthy sums to prevent that part from getting into the news. And I bet that's why we don't see that connection in the news of people who've done horrible things and were big Disney fans. Because they're going to silence that. They're going to hush it up. They're going to cover it up. They don't want people to know. I'm sure it happens a lot more often than we think. Because think about the odds. Think about how many people are into that crap. And then when you put all the horrific sociopath criminals, there's gonna be in the Venn diagram of evil and hate, there's going to be some overlap, and some people are gonna be big Disney fans, and that doesn't make them wholesome and innocent. That doesn't make everyone who has a Tigger sticker on their car into Winnie the Pooh, the innocent, naive bear of very little brain. No, they're still a person who is being influenced by not only these characters and whatever kind of Song of the South racist crap that's been fed to them, but also the greed of their capitalist motivations and the hate that came out of Walt in the first place. And you mash this all up into a human who's dealing with all the same kind of problems that the rest of us are dealing with. And not the least of which is not being able to get a decent job, not having enough money because people like the Disney Corporation are hoarding it because they can never get enough. What's that saying? The problem isn't that the poor don't have enough to eat or something. The problem is, what is it? The problem isn't that, I don't know. The rich will never be satisfied. That's the upshot of it. That's the uptake. That's what it really comes down to, is that the poor people don't have jobs, don't have enough money. But the problem is that the rich people will never have enough. They just always want more. And I think that is not a symptom of being rich. I think it's a cause. I think that people are rich because they feel compelled to hoard as much of assets and riches that they can, and it's never enough. And the result of that is that people consider them to be a good businessman. Well, look, he was able to make this much money. Yeah, look, he was able to keep this much money from getting into the hands of other people. He was able to take this much money away from other needy people. I mean, we all have needs. And we all have overlapping and similar needs. But we don't all have the same opportunities. Some people take the same opportunities that the rest of us have, and they manage to be very successful. And other people start out with advantages, and they squander them, and they blow it, and they are not successful. All the different possibilities exist simultaneously. And that's one of the things about the advanced, the extreme population of our planet. You have so many people that there is one of every possible type and combination. It's like they say about the multiverse theory of existence. There are countless universes. And they are every possible variation of this universe. So there would be some that have Earth and some that don't have Earth. There would be some where the Earth never evolved past its primordial beings, past its single cells. Maybe something happened to it. It was hit by an asteroid or something. And it never grew into fish or mammals. Or ones where they didn't get hit by an asteroid and the dinosaurs are still ruling. And everything that you can imagine, they say that there is a universe that exists in that way. And I don't know if that's true. I feel like there's got to be some limit to the number of variations, because if it's an infinite number of universes and all the different possibilities exist, then I mean, what is the point of having so many universes that don't vary? I mean, one of the ways that I've thought to explain it, or I've heard it explained, is that, for example, every possible combination of matter and existence has its own universe. And so there's one universe, there's, let's say, this universe, and then there's another entire universe where everything is exactly the same, except that this air molecule here is over there, and that air molecule is over here. And there's one that's exactly the same in every way, except that this air molecule is over there, and that air molecule doesn't exist. There's one less molecule in that universe. And there's another universe where there's two less molecules. You know, everything exactly the same except for, and then you have a variation for every molecule, every atom in existence. And it's counterpoint, it's alternate, where there is or isn't that molecule for every single molecule, all the way down to where there's only one. And that could be a universe where it is at the stage in its evolution where the Big Bang is still happening, and it's only expanded to the point of there being one speck, one unit. It wouldn't even be a molecule, because molecules are made up of combined atoms. And you'd have to have atoms before they can form molecules. So there would be every possibility. But if there's not, if it's not every possibility, every possible variation and combination, then what is it? I mean, what different variations are there? What decides what differences there are? Do all the universes exist with the same number of molecules and atoms, and they're just arranged differently? So there's a universe exactly like this one, except for that tree over there, one of its leaves has its molecules in a different order, but everything else is exactly the same. Now you gotta say, what would be the point? Now that suggests that there's a point to existence, to life, to the universe, and everything. And I can't say that there's a point in the sense that we understand it, like a reason for it, because we wouldn't understand what that point was, because the reason would be beyond our understanding, right? So we can't imagine what the reason for it all is, and so we can't imagine what the reason for these variations is. And to us, it might not be reason, it might just be chance. It might just be that that's just how things happened, and they just happened naturally, organically. They just occurred. But maybe there are zillions, hundreds of billions of billions of universes that are exactly the same. Well, if they're all exactly the same, then couldn't you just say that they're a different instance of the same universe? Well, you could, until things start changing and they veer off in different directions. But you can't just say, oh, this was the point where everything started going in different directions and they were all the same until then. Then you got branching off timelines like in that Loki show, which is pretty cool. And all these variants, you know? And I'm glad that they addressed that, because that's something that we need to consider as far as the multiverse concept. So in all these different universes, if there are such a thing, there is one of every kind of person, and every one of them has some evil in them. And the most evil, the most sociopathic, the most damaged, the most hurtful and hateful and intolerant have the potential and capacity to be the most successful. Thanks for slowing for the Cone Zone. Ick out.